Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
If the holidays feel heavy this year, you're not alone.
Healing doesn't pause just because the calendar says it's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year.
Before we get into everything this episode is going to cover, what's been top of mind for you this week, Jess?
Top of mind for me, and perhaps on topic with today, is finding my own joy in chaos. I somehow got accidentally roped into hosting a little mini Christmas at my house the weekend before Christmas. And you know, there's a lot of baggage that's going to be at this event. There's a lot that could go terribly wrong, personality-wise, values-wise, etc. And you know, old me would have been very upset, very stressed about this, borderline depressed, probably cried a lot, freaking out. But I'm genuinely just focusing on creating things that are going to make me happy instead. For example, the menu. I wasn't an asshole about the menu, but I was like, I'm going to make a menu that just feels fun and cutesy to me. More for the aesthetic than anything. Same with the drinks. And I'm just focusing everything on, you know what? I'm going to pretend that this is like a cute little aesthetic hosting dinner night that I'm having at my house, which I do want to do more of next year. And just focusing on all of that. And I'm going to get some cute aesthetic pics at it. And if everything else goes to shit, then it's okay. I'm just going to find joy in the chaos.
You should. Okay. It's, first of all, it's your house. Your
rules.
Exactly.
So if I just want to be a little whimsical and whatever about everything, I will be.
Absolutely. You have every right to do that in your own home, okay, where you pay the mortgage. So yeah, you can do what you want. Exactly. But I love that though. I love that. I'm very, very intrigued to hear more about this. So I can't wait for you to share more.
Not Stay tuned, friends. What is top of mind for you?
I've probably talked about this before, but 'tis the season. Holiday pop-ups are top of mind for me. There are so many in Dallas. It's like Christmas threw up here. It is lovely and I'm here for it. So I'm going to probably, I'd say 4 or 5 this month, which is great.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. So I've got one lined up for Monday and then I have another one we're going to on my birthday. I'm going to try and sneak in another one before I go out of town and then probably get into a couple more after I come back from the holidays. So I love them. I love a good aesthetic pic and they're fun. And whether you're drinking or getting a mocktail or just truly walking around and just taking pics, they're always a good time going with a few friends each time. And I don't know, something about this season is always so fun and whimsy and enjoyable. So I'm excited. It brings me joy.
That is a vibe. I will have to send you the list of pop-ups here in Denver and see if any of them are like the traveling ones or the chain ones that you've been to in Dallas that are good, because I'm trying to find which one I want to go to this year as well. I'll only be able to have time to go to one, but yeah, I love it. The cute, fun cocktails. It's a vibe.
Yes. Yes. I'm just so excited. There's one that I'm very excited for, and you go in this place and it's lights everywhere. Lights. And what's nice about it is that it's a big establishment. So you don't feel like you're shoulder to shoulder with everybody. You can be free and like walk around a little bit. So I'm very excited about that one. But yeah, I'll let you know. I'll send you the list of the ones that are in Dallas. Most of them are local, but I think there's a couple of installations that are like national ones that are happen to be here. So I'll send you those too.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, now that we've caught up, let's get into our topic of discussion. How to heal through the holidays, especially when you're dealing with loss, breakups, transitions, or just the emotional overwhelm.
The holidays can be beautiful, but as you all know, they can bring up a lot of different things like family boundaries, old dynamics, loneliness, the pressure to be on all the time, and emotions that just don't match the festive energy around you. So we're going to talk about emotional tools, seasonal shifts, and all the things we wish someone would have told us sooner.
Yes. Let's start with talking about why the holidays hit hard. The holidays have this big emotional expectation around them. joy, connection, family, harmony. And if your life doesn't match that picture, which most of us doesn't in some way, it can feel super isolating.
Totally agree. And if you're going through all of these different things, like a breakup or grieving someone that you loved, moving through a big life transition, or feeling simply burnt out, those emotions can feel super amplified around the holidays. And I know that I can relate to a lot of those things. There's just a lot happening, especially this time of year. Those that work in corporate, y'all know how wild Q4 is and trying to get everything done and rushed. And then holidays hit, you're just like, what's going on?
Yeah. And then there's also the pressure of the traditions. You have to do this, you have to do that, because it's the tradition that you have to do. And sometimes you're just not in the same place emotionally you were the year before or several years before. You've even outgrown some of those traditions or those old patterns. And so sometimes you don't even want to celebrate the same way anymore. You just need some kind of change.
And I think some people don't realize that it's fine. You know, the holidays do not have to look the same every year. Your healing matters more than just maintaining this illusion of everything's great, everything's fine. Sometimes it's just not.
Exactly. And part of that healing is giving yourself permission to feel whatever it is that you are feeling. If it is happiness, if it's sadness, if it's feeling numb to all of it and not having a whole lot of emotion or gratitude or grief or hope or whatever it is, it's all valid.
Let's talk about one of the biggest parts of healing during the holidays, boundaries. You know, they aren't just walls, they're doors. You get to choose what and who is very important, who you let in.
Yes. And the holidays are often when boundaries get tested the most. You know, families expect access. I'm just thinking about my intro that I...
Yep. And I was like, pause for dramatic effect, because yeah.
Also, like, even like friends assume availability, and everybody just, and like work, like you mentioned, Q4, everyone just wants your time and energy.
It's so much. It's so much. Sometimes I'm like, I need a day where I'm turning off my phone. I was joking to one of my friends about work, because I was like, there's a lot happening. I'm like, when we go on our break, I'm blocking everybody until January 5th, because there's no reason you need to contact me while our company is closed. You know what I mean? Everybody's getting blocked. But outside of that, here are some boundary examples that you could experience. So emotional boundaries. Something's going on, there's a lot, and people are pressuring you to talk about it and things. And you just simply say, I'm not able to talk about that today. And that is completely okay. Sometimes you do not have the emotional capacity, the bandwidth to discuss something that has happened to you. And it's okay to be like, listen, I'm not going to talk about it. Time boundaries are another one, especially when it comes to holiday parties or going to families and things like that. Just saying, hey, I can only stay for a couple hours, but not the whole day. Be confident when you say that, because sometimes you do need to take time for yourself. So you do not have to be expected to be somewhere or stay somewhere for an entire day. Some days you're just like, you know what? No, I'm only going to be here for the morning, or I'm going to only be here for the afternoon, or like I mentioned earlier, just a couple hours and that's it. And then energy boundaries. So I love you, but I need alone time before or after this event or after this gathering or whatever it is. Again, really setting those boundaries very clear and taking ownership of that, because that is important in order for you to feel like you can, you know, maintain, you know, what's going on.
100%. And my personal favorite, permission to say no without explanation. Nope, that doesn't work for me this year. No, thank you. Oh, I'm going to skip that this year. I've already used that this year with some holiday traditions. Oh, I don't think we're going to make it this year. Just no. Just not this year, not this time, not today, exactly. Whatever it is, just know.
And that's it. And you don't owe anyone your healing timeline. You don't owe anyone an explanation. You don't have to pretend you're okay to make others comfortable. You can just own what you've said and say, listen, it's not happening this year. And that's the end of it.
Yes. And the holidays bring up old dynamics. Right? Like, you know, people talk about it online all the time of like, you go home and suddenly you're like your 14-year-old self again, you know, keeping that in mind that like, if someone tends to push your buttons or overstep, or being in certain circumstances or situations tends to drain you, or Like, you have to set that emotional buffer of being aware of that ahead of time and think about how are you going to handle that so you don't walk in unprepared.
And creating what I like to call a peace plan, deciding ahead of time what you're going to need. Are you going to need some breaks, limits? You need to figure out an exit plan, grounding practices. Who can you reach out to last minute saying like, I need to talk to somebody within this space or outside of that space. I've definitely done that in some situations, whether it's been at gatherings where I'm like, I just need to step away. I think one year I remember I just needed a break. There was a lot happening at the house and I was like, I'm going to go run to the store. And they're like, oh, can I join you? Nope. I'll be right back. And that was my alone time. Driving to the store, blasting my music, go picking up what we needed at the house. Took my time and then went back. But that was enough for me to reset a little bit and then get back into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boundaries are one side of healing, but let's also talk about other tools that you can use to take care of yourself this season.
Yes. So the first are emotional check-ins. I want you all to pause and ask yourself, what do I feel? What do I need? And what can I let go of today? Asking yourself those things, really trying to understand how you're answering those is going to tell you everything that you need to know and how you need to move when you're in those situations, in those events, gatherings.
I love those. Also, another tool is to create your own traditions. If old traditions aren't fitting who you are right now or who you are anymore, make new ones. I think sometimes we can get stuck on the loss of the old tradition and the not wanting to, that we forget that let's redirect a little bit. Let's focus on something else new. Let's do holiday walks, solo dinners, journaling nights, volunteering, cozy movie marathons, whatever it is that you can create your own new traditions. We actually just watched last night. I don't know if you've ever seen the show Ted Lasso, but we watched the Christmas episode in it. And in it, they go around and they volunteer. They're delivering gifts to kids is like a volunteering thing. It's so cute and wholesome. I'm like, that is such a cute tradition. And in it, the person is like making that a new tradition for the first time this year. And I love that idea of making new traditions.
And I remember a few years ago, I started this, and I think I've told you about it, where in the past I used to spend, this was when I was still living in Kansas, but I would spend New Year's and all of that with my family. But now when I go home and visit, I will leave before New Year's, like before New Year's Eve even, get home and I have my own reset tradition where I stay home on New Year's Eve and I clean and I finish up my goal setting for the year and I end the night with soaking in the tub with a candle, watching a show or just listening to music and being like, Happy New Year at like 11 or even earlier, and I'm knocked out because it's just fun. And that's just, for me, like bringing in that year with peace, and I'll talk more about that later, but being able to create your own tradition, it really does serve you well.
I love it.
The next tool is building your support circle. Really taking the time to identify the people that you can check in with. So friends or siblings, maybe you have a group chat that is on call, essentially. Even your therapist or just simply yourself. Like, do not carry the weight alone. Be able to have people or places where you can kind of lean on when things get a little bit chaotic.
100%. It's so important. So another tool is mindful consumption. This can include media, conversations, people, experiments. Like, if it drains you, limit it. I literally found myself two nights ago major doom scrolling to like 11:30 p.m. And I was like, oh my God, I need to get sleep. Mm-hmm. So the next night I was like very intentional. I was like, I can't doom scroll tonight. I'm setting my phone down. I'm not doing it because I know that I'll get into the habit of it and then like I'll spiral. And during the holidays, it's just easy to do that and it can drain you. So you have to set limits, whether it is the doom scrolling or maybe it's certain people in your life, whatever it is, definitely be mindful of that draining energy.
I agree. And then the last one is to release the pressure to be on. And we talk about this too. You know, you are allowed to rest. You're allowed to be quiet. You're allowed to celebrate differently. Healing is not linear and the holidays do not get to control your pace. So allow yourself to be, honor the space that you're in, acknowledge where you're at and move accordingly.
Yes, agreed. Okay, let's lighten it up a little bit before we close.
It's time for What's the Ick? Holiday edition. You know, I have not done that in a very long time. That felt great to say it.
Do it again.
What's the ick?
Way too long.
It has. Okay, so this time we asked some of you to submit all of your holiday icks and you guys did not hold back. So we're going to read some of them and then react. So the first one, people who ask, so when are you getting married? Don't. Don't do that. Okay? That is so annoying to me. As your resident single girl, don't fucking ask me when I'm getting married. Don't do that. Don't do that. First of all, you see that I live in Dallas. Second of all, you see the dating scene. Okay? So don't ask me when I'm getting married. I can't even get a text back. So
for being honest, the people who ask that are either a year away from a divorce or signed up for a lifelong of misery, because people who are in happy marriages don't ask that question. They just don't, period.
It's such projection. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Next one. Ooh, this one. Oof. This one pisses me off already. I haven't even read it. Family members who comment on your weight or what's on your plate. I will throw my plate right at you. Okay. Don't do that. Don't talk about food. Don't talk about food. Don't talk about how much you're eating. Don't talk about you're getting a second plate. Don't talk about how much I weigh. Don't talk about my body. Don't talk about any of those things. Okay. That is not the time, place, or anything. Don't do it.
Yeah. This blows my mind that this is a thing. And I don't know if, like, you know, I didn't grow up in like the almond mom family, you know, all of that stuff. And yeah. So like, I never had this. I'm like, they gave me enough other trauma that thank God they didn't give me this trauma as well. But like that, I think my jaw would hit the floor if I heard somebody comment on weight or food at the holidays, especially. Like, what? That is crazy to me. Like, absolutely not. No.
Yeah. I haven't experienced that, but I know I have friends that have experienced that, and it pisses me off because if I need to be mean to somebody's family member, especially if I'm present, I will do it. Because what are you doing? Why are you talking about that? Find something else to discuss. Yeah, find something else to discuss, Linda. Like, that's crazy.
Linda, it's crazy. Because you know that someone's listening to this and going, that was my damn Aunt Linda. That.
Exactly. That's why I said it. Linda, Lisa, whoever.
Karen, you know.
Karen, she's the one, the worst offender. Being guilt-tripped into attending things, ugh, annoying. Because sometimes I don't want to go. I don't want to go, I don't want to get dressed up.
Even the slightest guilt trip is an ick to me. If someone's like, well, why not? Don't even ask me why. If I wanted to give you the why, I would have expressed the why. I didn't. Don't ask me. Right. I don't know if you think that it's like you're intrigued by me. Like, no. All that is doing is trying to induce guilt. And I don't need to give you a why. So, no.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to guilt trip me, oh, why not? Because I don't want to be around you. Okay. So, like, now what? Now what are you going to say?
Now we're both upset, so.
That sucks. Okay, these are good, y'all. Okay, next one. This is who pop up during the holidays. Ooh, because mine always do. Every time. Hey, stranger.
No, like the pop-up is in, they text you?
Happy holidays. I gotta start blocking them. I know. And now here's the thing. I've been guilty to circle the block, okay? But I refuse to be a holiday circle the block, okay? We're not going to be jingling around these halls. We're not doing that shit. I gotta start blocking them when they do that. But yeah, that's also icky because, like, what are you doing?
It's crazy. Just keep them blocked for the holidays. That way, if you want to, you know, make your way around the block after holidays, you can do what you need to. But, like, holidays blocked. And then, you know, God forbid a girl wants to make out, you know, do what you gotta do.
Yeah, literally I'm blocking all of y'all until January 2nd. Like, again, we're not doing this.
I can't say that I've experienced this in many years, thank the Lord, because I think if this happened I would have a stroke. I would be like, I'm sorry, who are you? Like, I forgot your name. Literally. Like, what?
It's always the worst when they like pop up and it's an unsaved number, and at that point I'm just not responding because I'm like, you know what, this is embarrassing for you to just even text me to begin with. So I'm not going to embarrass you more with the, who's this?
I would. I'm so petty.
Yeah, you would. Sorry, who's you know that? What? I'm just like, is it worth the who's this? And I'm like, do I? I'm like, no, I'm going to protect my peace. And I'm just not.
If we're being honest, the dating scene is lucky I'm not there. I would be a fucking menace. I would be the biggest asshole.
Oh, man. I will say, like, it would be fun though. I'd be like, oh, this girl, you would. Because you don't take shit from anybody. You would be out there ruining lives. And I would be living for it. Ruining lives. And
the content would be fantastic.
Oh, it would be so good. It would be good. Damn. But I'm happy that you don't have to deal with that.
No, same.
Okay. This next one, forced gift exchanges you didn't agree to. This one's interesting to me because I've never really been part of a gift exchange I didn't want to do. Like, I've always been part of ones that I want to do. Have you experienced this?
So I've had like things where like we had to do a format of a gift exchange that I thought was like lame. Like,
okay,
you know, like I like the people, but like the format doesn't optimize for what I would like to do. You know what I mean? And so like that I don't like. But yeah, I have luckily have not been forced into one. But every time I think about this, I think of like The Office, because there was an episode where they had to do like the forced gift exchange and it went terribly wrong. So I can see why this would be awful. And it's probably at work events that people are forced to do this. And that would suck if you had to get like the coworker you hate like a gift. Ugh, that would be worst.
Exactly. And I'm thankful now that we did, I had a company mini retreat and we did a gift exchange, but it was optional. And so if you wanted to, you could, but it was a favorite things, which I thought was kind of cool, where it's like, okay, if you want to do this, you get your favorite things. So I thought that was nice. But I've also, now that I say that out loud, I'm like, wait, I have actually been part of one that I thought was lame, but this was years ago where it was like a true, like, it felt like it was a trash white elephant exchange because people were bringing like obnoxious gifts. And so I remember one year I got stuck with like a half used, I think I told you this, a half used bottle of body spray and some other random gift. It was weird. What kind of exchange is this? And so I just threw it out after the party. I was like, I don't want this. This is stupid. Cause I actually bought a regular gift, but anyway. Yeah.
Now I will say, So at one point I did switch teams at my company, a brand new on a team, and this leader was getting ready to go on like maternity leave. And I won't lie, I was feeling a little bit bitter and petty about this leader because the whole switching teams things had been a mess. And this person was supposed to reach out to me and put time on my calendar and make sure that the transition went well with me. And all these higher up leaders were telling me she was going to do this and she did not. And I got asked if I wanted to contribute to her baby gift that the team was going in on. And I said, I'm good. I don't know this lady. She never made time to meet me. I'm not going to see her for 6 months or however long maternity leave is. So why am I getting her a gift? Nope. So I didn't. I wasn't forced to, thank God. But I had to play bad guy and I didn't really care.
Oh, well.
She makes more money than me anyways. Like, she didn't need my money. Right. Come on.
She's fine. She can go buy her own gift. The last one that was submitted was that one person who critiques your life choices after one glass of wine. You know, you always get those people who are wine confident and they take a sip and they just say what's on their mind and they're just spewing off bullshit. And you're like, are you well? Where are you even getting this? It's so bizarre.
When I mentioned, you know, this little Christmas that I'm forced to do, that's what could go wrong. Okay, I will just leave it at that. That's what could go wrong at this event. And that's why I'm just going to focus on my cute little aesthetic and everything because...
Honestly, you might have to get a little tipsy to be like, right, you have to be like, la, 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 like, I'm just going to be whimsy over here and be like, you know what? You don't, your opinion does not affect me, does not matter. So, la, 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 like, that's what, you're going to have to be like that, honestly.
I already got my tactics in my head of a little bit more of like, what a weird thing to say out loud. Explain so that good. A little bit more. Tell me more about how you feel about that. Just, you know. Yeah, the tactics are ready and the alcohol will be flowing.
Yes. I cannot wait to hear about this after it ends. But with that being said, we're going into our last drop of tea for the day. So here's your reminder, friends. You do not have to perform joy to make the holidays easier for everyone else.
You are allowed to feel what you feel. You're allowed to protect your peace. You're allowed to heal at your own pace.
And whatever you're carrying right now, you're doing the best you can, and that's all that matters.
Share this episode with someone who might need support this season.
And follow us at Sisterhood Tea Party and leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. It means everything to us.
We'll see you next week. Take care of your heart this holiday season. You deserve it.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.